Sculpture, and that was was some of the music from Wonderwall, which was written and so forth by George Harrison, and it was called Greasy Legs and Skiing. Jeff Beck.
Yeah. Barry Lodge. Thinking is a psychological disease, a madness now infecting just about everyone. It is the cause of worry and all unhappiness. I'm assuming you want to be rid of it, that you want to cure yourself. I'm going to show you how. But you must do it for you, as I am doing it for me every moment here and now. You can't learn how to stop thinking. You do it by doing it, here and now. There are 10 lessons. Lesson 1 is all you need, really. But if you think you need more, the others are there. They're there simply to stop the thinker in you from panicking by thinking it needs time to understand what I'm saying. This shaky, panicky fear is the disease trying to make you give up what you're doing. Here are some points. First, don't try to understand. Just listen. Just listen to what I'm saying and stop thinking. Wanting to understand is thinking. Second, don't try. Relax. You can't try to stop thinking. Trying will make you think. Third, play what I'm saying over and over until you get the idea. It will come. But you must not stop to think about it. Listen and do it. And when you're not listening to the tape, don't think about it. Do it. Fourth, no theorizing. The fifth point is this, and it's most important. The thinker in you is going to think I'm not saying anything. That's because I'm not giving it anything to think about. If I give it something to think about, you'll be thinking, won't you? Also, you'll hear the thinker being critical and complaining because it can't remember. So be prepared now to hear your own thinker and all the other thinkers around you who hear this saying they don't know what I'm saying or that it's nonsense. These people will include your parents, lover, brothers, sisters, partner, friends, boss, workmates, business associates, and any famous scientists you know, experts, psychiatrists, psychologists, university graduates, therapists, priests, professors, or gifted artists. Everyone who still thinks and worries. One last point. Only the most disturbing truth in the world can stop you thinking. This tape is it. To see someone you love most dying in front of you is most disturbing. But it's not enough to stop you thinking. Here, in the practice of stopping thinking, all the action is taking place inside you, not outside. You're no longer a spectator. It's you who's doing the dying. So there it is. Play it over again, and over and over again, but don't think about it. That's lesson one. Here's lesson two, if you need it. Have you been thinking about what I just said? Or anything else? How can you think while you're practicing not thinking? Be serious, please. See now, while you are listening, that you are not thinking now. And when I stop speaking now, see that you are still not thinking. Here is lesson three. Are you catching yourself thinking? You will. Are you getting irritated or angry with yourself for thinking? You will. But that's good, not bad as you think. It means you've begun to not think. Now keep listening, I'm going to explain. When you catch yourself thinking, in that moment you are free of thinking. You've put the first bit of space between you. You've actually separated from it. Otherwise, you couldn't see that you'd been thinking. But any emotion of frustration or anger immediately rushes in and reattaches you to thinking. You lose your detachment. And off you go, caught again in the vicious circle of thinking. You and I together are now going to break the vicious circle. I'm going to tell you the secret, and by hearing the secret, you're going to be able to do it. It may take you time, but once you know the secret, you know the way, and it's only a matter of time before you're there. The secret is in the frustration or irritation you feel. You're judging yourself as having failed. That's being emotional. At the time, the emotion seems so natural, doesn't it? So unquestionably normal that you wouldn't think of mentioning it, would you? So why am I mentioning it? Because the emotion is a trick. It's a trick of the thinking disease in your brain. It's an emotional trick to keep you thinking. It's the disease's way of ensuring its continued survival. It's a parasite living off you. Now I'm going to tell you how it works. As I'm speaking, feel inside your body for any sign of frustration or emotion. But don't think about it if it's there. Just feel the pressure of it. If the emotion's not there, simply listen. Everything is going well while you listen. The feeling of failure is due to the thinker thinking you've failed. The thought makes you emotional because it's not the truth. The truth is, you have not failed. you only think you have. I'm telling you, you have not failed. But up till now, you've had to believe the thinker. You had no alternative, because no one's told you the truth. But now, as I have mastered the thinker, and by the grace of God, am free of this terrible disease, I am able to tell you all about it, to reveal every hidden detail of it, and so undermine its hold over you. Notice now any strength you receive from my saying that. Feel the sensation of it in your body, if it's there. Feel the very fine elation or excitation of it. Or perhaps you're feeling the emotional pressure of the thinker wanting to question, doubt, resent, or understand. Feel that too, if it's there. Be as still as you can. Relax. Both the elation and the pressure can be there at the same time. See that. Everything's all right. Whatever's happening in there is part of the process. Just keep feeling what's there. But don't think. Lesson 4. I'm going to ask you some questions. As you continue to practice, they'll help you to know your progress. You may not be able to answer any of them first time, but you may. The point is, you must not try to answer, and you must not think about the questions. Just hear them. Also, you must not judge yourself by feeling you should have an answer when there is none in you. The answer is either there or it is not. Don't go looking for it. If there's no answer in you, it's all right. Don't be impatient. Although you do not know it yet, you are learning that the answer is always there. It does not have to come because it's already there. You don't learn this immediately. It takes time. Otherwise, everyone would have the answer, and there'd be no need for me or this tape, would there? Don't think about that. Keep listening. At first, you'll be tempted to think of an answer or think that you can think of one. That will be the thinking disease in your brain being clever. The fact is, it can't come up with the answers to any of these questions I'm going to ask. The truth is not about being clever. The truth is being intelligent. The whole world is extremely clever, but it's not intelligent. It can't be intelligent when all the people in it worry and make themselves unhappy. That's hardly intelligent, is it? You are in the process of being made intelligent. But the clever, not intelligent part of you is going to insist on butting in. It always thinks it has the answer. But in all recorded history, it hasn't yet come up with the answer to the only real question everybody asks sooner or later. Why am I discontented? I'm telling you why you're discontented. I'm giving you the solution. And that's the end of the question. Each time you listen to the tape without thinking, you'll be more intelligent. And over the weeks, months, or years, you'll notice how your answers to the questions gradually change. Increasingly, the right answers will be there. Make a note, if you like, of your first answers or responses. And in a few weeks, see how unreal or misguided they were. But don't ponder over them. Here are the questions. How do you know that what I'm saying is the truth? Well, is it the truth? Do I know what I'm talking about? Is what I'm saying in this tape the truth in your own experience? If it is, how is that possible? What is the truth of your experience? Is it a fact that you've been engaging in thinking and emotion for most of your life? Why then do you pretend not to know the truth of it? You've had enough experience, haven't you? What is the truth of thinking and emotion in your own experience? Do I know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? Of course you do. But the thinker in you doesn't. Any resistance or confusion you feel inside now is the thinker. Feel it? If you recognize the truth I'm saying without thinking, then you must know the truth without thinking, mustn't you? Why don't you see this instantly, this moment, now? Why? Look at why, not for because. Because is the excuse for not seeing why. Do you see that? Another thing. Why in one instant do you see and know the truth I'm saying so clearly and it's gone? What happens inside you to obscure it? What do you do at that moment of truth? Is it that you try to hold on to the moment, to think about it? Is it the truth that no moment can be held on to? What is the truth? Keep feeling inside you. That's where the truth is known, not in your head. One thought and you'll start doubting and getting emotional. Keep listening. Don't go back over these questions unless you play the whole lesson over or the whole tape over from the beginning again. Be still. Relax. Feel what the questions have disturbed in your body. But don't give any answers. The answer is in the feeling. Here's lesson 5. When you get impatient or frustrated with yourself for thinking, you're falling for the thinker's trick. The disease gets another feed of you. If, however, you are quick enough not to judge yourself, you'll be amazed. You'll discover you're not thinking. And gradually you'll extend the period of detachment from thinking. The emotion can't rise if you don't think. And the thinking can't start up again if you don't criticize yourself. It's not a question of suppression. It's simply knowing by feeling what you're doing, which is not to give in to thinking by judging yourself. Feel now, while I'm speaking, if that has stirred any emotion in you, any tightness or hardness. There's a lot of that old emotion down there in your body from past thinking. Feel it. But while you keep listening and feeling it like this, you are slowly dissolving it. That emotional pressure you feel in there is all old thought, old worry, trying to get back up into your brain. Now I'm going to tell you how the thinker's dirty tricks department works. He detests being exposed like this. How would you feel if you were the world's best trickster, and after thousands of years of getting away with it, someone blew the whistle on your act? How you would feel is in the feeling in your body now. In there is where the old trickster lives. He might not be playing up now. He might be all quiet and easy at this moment, while the finger's on him. That's one of his tricks. He's brilliant, you know. But he's going to play up all right and try to make you emotional so he can get possession of your brain again. He chooses the moment when you're off guard, when you're not listening and feeling yourself like you are now. What does he feel like at this moment? Feel it. Don't think. Just look inside. Is he disguised as the feeling of resentment, fear, confusion, restlessness, heat, uncertainty, guilt, anxiety, depression, tightness, sadness, anger, ache? Perhaps it's a heaviness in your chest that makes you sigh. That's him. Perhaps it's the feeling you'll never ever be able to remember all I'm saying, and that you might as well pack it in and toss the tape away now. I've got news for you. You don't have to remember anything I'm saying in this tape. You're doing it. What you learn from your own experience is yours. It is you. So any moment the knowledge is required, it's there. So what's the thinker's disguise? What's his game in you at the moment? Feel. What's he appearing as? As some sort of pressure in you? One of his favourite costume changes when you've really got him cornered, and he's hanging in there by the skin of his teeth, is the phony feeling that you're going mad. Any thought that you might be going mad is simply a reaction to not thinking. It's the thinker that thinks he's going mad because you're not thinking. Thinking thinks not thinking is a state of madness. If you ever feel from practicing listening and not thinking that you must be going mad, be still. Feel the feeling of it. You can handle it. Keep the emotion and doubt out. And if you need it, play this lesson or the whole tape again. But really, you can do it on your own. Whatever you feel that the thinker is now, he'll soon change his disguise to distract you and make you think. Don't think, but don't ignore him. Feel the pressure of him inside you. That keeps him facing you. He can't then move into your brain. When you feel good inside, that's you. It's good to be alive, isn't it? Feel it inside now. It's there. It's life. It's you. It's well-being. It's good. It's right. It feels true. Feel it under or around any pressure. The good feeling is always there somewhere. But the pressure, the tightness of the thinker's emotion, makes you think it's not there. Feel the good as well as the pressure. Feel it now. Once you get the knack of feeling it, you'll find there's more good in you than pressure. After all I've said and revealed about the emotional thinker, is he still going to fool you? Probably so. But that's all right. That's how you get strong in the truth. By facing up every hour, every day, to what is not the truth. There is no failure. No matter how often or infrequently you catch yourself thinking, start afresh now. Don't condemn yourself or get emotional. That is the secret. That's the key. Now you may have noticed, throughout the tape I'm referring to the thinker as he. It might be she. If you're a woman, are you disturbed by my calling it he? Look and see. If you are disturbed, that's one of the thinker's tricks. Are you able to see that? He or she is not the point. The point is, first, are you able to withstand the pressure to think about it? And second, do you see it's an emotional point in you? Lesson 6. Are you feeling confused? Are you doubting yourself? Are you doubting what you are hearing? Perhaps you even feel you've lost something of what you had. That's the thinker trying desperately to remember what he knows. I've told you, self-knowledge or the truth can't be remembered or thought about. So, of course, while the thinker's trying to remember what can't be remembered, you're sure to feel confused and doubtful. Or frustrated and emotional. Who wouldn't? Even so, you must not get caught up in it. You won't nearly as much now anyway, now that you know better. Confusion is a passing phase. It's very necessary. It means you're breaking up the thinker's old established ground. He's being shaken, not you. It's all right. Feel the good under or around the confusion. The good is you. The confusion's him. From now on, each time the emotion starts to rise in any situation, your intelligence will often be there first. You'll have practiced so frequently feeling what it feels like to feel the emotion inside you, like you're doing now, feel it, that because you're there, the emotion won't be able to move. And you'll not think. But see that you're not thinking. Don't be confused by it. Confusion is hovering between the two. See for yourself you are not thinking. And that's it. All your life you've been taking the blame for trying to do the impossible. Every time you've laid awake trying to stop worrying, it was impossible. It still is. It always will be. Because it is the emotion doing the worrying, not you. You're not thinking, not worrying now, are you? Check inside. Why aren't you thinking or worrying? Because you are holding the emotion of the thinker inside you with your intelligence. Feel it? See yourself doing it? Now listen to this and see, by feeling yourself throughout, that it is the truth. The anger, frustration, or resentment you feel in your life are distress symptoms of the disease in your brain. They are not of you.